Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fandom old.
First of all, let me apologize for being a whole week late in posting. With the world being as it is now, I'm afraid I'm struggling with my mental health, and a bad cough last week didn't help at all. But I do hope you'll enjoy this new episode, as Shania and I visited an old-school fandom near and dear to my heart with Arwen and Aragorn from The Lord of the Rings. Before we get to it, though, let me just remind you that this podcast is zero judgment, 100% squee. I created it to hear fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fanworks might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, one true pairing, i.e. the ship they love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews. Het, i.e. straight couples, slash, meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters or even real people. The only limit is the imagination. The ship that we focus on in each episode is clearly stated in the title, so if you think that a ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip it. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers, if such a thing exists for a 70-year-old book and 20-year-old movies. So in the immortal words of River Song.
Spoilers.
This episode brings out the Lord of the Rings nerd in me, and I had a wonderful time waxing rhapsodic with Shania not only about Arwen and Aragorn's literally epic love story, but also many other things we love about Tolkien's enchanted world. But let's dive right in.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea.
Is it working?
I think so.
I think so. Okay, great. So, hi, Shania.
Thank you for
joining me tonight. We'll be talking about one of my like old school fandoms, so that's pretty cool. So maybe before we jump into like a fandom still very near and dear to my heart, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, my name is Shania, and I'm from Canada. I'm currently finishing my last year of university. And I'm training to be an elementary school teacher.
Oh, nice. Nice. So we are recording with quite the time difference between us, but we made it.
Yeah.
And as a school teacher, it must be, must be kind of strange time right now.
Yeah, it's a very strange time. We're hoping to make the best of it in the fall, but.
Yeah.
We'll see how things go. And I guess we just want to be there for the students as best as we can.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. So you were nominated by Jen. How do you know her?
Well, we have a Dungeons and Dragons group, which is kind of nerdy, but we play.
Very cool.
Yeah, we play together every Sunday, and I guess she's a friend of a friend, and we've been playing together for probably 2 or 3 years now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Dungeons and Dragons when she was on the podcast. Yeah, so there's no such thing as too nerdy on this podcast. We're all nerds here.
Fair enough.
You know, like fandom is just a different kind of nerddom.
Yeah.
And so what is your fandom background? How did you get started?
I'm not entirely sure. I guess it's fairly limited, my background. I guess I just go based on what friends recommend, and then I kind of take a peek at what they like, and then try and expand from there. I don't know. I've recently liked the kind of like Miraculous Ladybugs fandoms. Oh. Yeah. And, you know, the Harry Potter ones are pretty classic. Yeah. And the Buffy the Vampire ones, I like those ones.
Oh, Buffy, how much do I love Buffy? One of my favorite things about Buffy is that she's exactly 2 weeks younger than I am. So it's so funny whenever I rewatch it and she has, you know, in one episode she has like a beeper and I'm like, oh my God, I had one of those.
Yeah, it really brings you back to the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's America, so it's a bit different from how I grew up, but still, there's a lot of like, oh, and the show just, I think it holds up really well.
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, so what type of fan are you? Do you, like, how do you ship?
I think I'd probably be one of the one true pairing kind of ships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to expand my horizons and be a little bit more open to more than one pairing. But yeah, I think I always latch on to one particular couple and I like to keep that couple together. Yeah. But I guess I also like the multi-fandoms. Kind of like when they put two different genres or two different movies together.
Ah, crossover ships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I know in a couple Disney movies, there's like the Little Mermaid, I think her name is Melanie, and like Jim Hawkins, that's a kind of cute pair. Or like Jack Frost and Elsa, those kinds of pairings. Yeah.
But usually you have like, do you have like one main fandom that you, and so, and with one big ship that you like best?
I don't think so, no. I think kind of vary and travel all over the place and different fictions I like. And I mean, kind of like what's popular time, I guess. I kind of glom onto those. Yeah.
Well, but today we're actually talking about like a really old school fandom.
Yeah.
Taking a trip. Like, I don't know if you'll be talking mostly about like movie verse, or because obviously the books, Lord of the Ring books, have been around like forever and have had fans forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'll mostly talk about the movie. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was like one of those really, really massive online fandoms.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I lots of memories. Yeah.
But yeah, I got a little lost trying to go through all of it just because it's so massive.
Yeah, it's it was like, I mean, it's three really, really long books and three really long movies.
Yeah.
I guess focusing like on a particular ship makes it a bit easier though, because you don't have
to. You can narrow it down to just two characters instead of all of the characters.
Exactly. But maybe for people who, I don't know, maybe a bit on the younger side, or I don't know, have been living under a rock. I don't know, but can you tell us a little bit about Lord of the Rings and the ship we're talking about?
Okay. So Lord of the Rings is like a classic book from like, I think, like way back in the 1800s, 1937 or something like that. By J.R. Tolkien. But yeah, we're going to be talking about Aragorn, who is the rider, I guess, and like Strider. A ranger. Yeah, Strider and the ranger. He's got lots of names, actually. and he's kind of one of the members of the Fellowship of the Ring. And he tries to help protect, I guess, the people of Middle Earth and protect the human race, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also trying to help Frodo accomplish his goal of destroying the One Ring.
That's the whole thing that it's about. There's this evil ring that needs to be destroyed.
Yeah. It's like kind of like a power struggle, I guess, and
mm-hmm.
the One Ring kind of corrupts people and it corrupts men and it needs to be destroyed.
Yeah. Yep. And Aragorn is really special, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's a man, but he's also, I mean, he was raised by elves and he's a secret king.
Yeah. He's kind of almost a half-elf. I'm not sure if that is part of the canon in the actual book, but I think he's like the last descendant of like a half-elf kind of superhuman kind of race.
If I remember my Silmarillion correctly, which is like a series of, I mean, I'm just saying this for people who might not be familiar with the book so much. Those are like short stories that tell us the origins of Middle Earth there. So it's pretty much all about elves.
Yeah.
And about the Maiar, like the gods kind of that created Middle Earth. But yeah, so I think if I remember correctly, am I confusing Aragorn? No, I'm confusing Aragorn and Elrond. Now Aragorn is human, but
yeah,
but he was raised by Elrond.
Yeah, I think he grew up in the elven households and he knew how to speak elf. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
and of course that's also where he met
Arwen.
Yeah,
which is I guess she's called like the Everstar because she's so fair and beautiful, and she's like the daughter of Elrond, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, she's destined to be like, I guess, the princess of her people almost, and you know, destined to live immortally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but she falls for that human.
Yeah.
Aragorn, I think because he has like this ancient blood in him, he's still quite long lived for a human, but he's still mortal.
I think so, yeah. I think he's like kind of old, even though he doesn't look it in the movies. Yeah.
But compared to Arwen, of course, he's still really young.
Yeah.
So should not shy away from age differences with this ship.
Yeah. It's one of those love has no age kind of ships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how did you fall in love with them as a couple?
I guess I've kind of like grown up watching the movies and mm-hmm. I always had like the hugest crush on Aragorn.
Aww.
Yeah, I think my cousin and myself, and whenever we would watch the movies, we would compete on who would call dibs on Aragorn.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I think just growing up, I always loved seeing them as a couple. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think I really like glommed on to them because they were very like the forbidden love almost.
Yeah.
They're kind of
very from two different worlds.
Yeah, they're like the whole Romeo and Juliet can't be together kind of story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're both very, very pretty people.
Yeah, they are. I think the actor in the movie, Viggo mm-hmm. Mortensen, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
He's a pretty attractive actor, even if he's getting mm-hmm. a little on the older side now. Yeah.
Well, it has been 25 years, you know, so
yeah,
almost. So, and Liv Tyler, who plays Armin, is also very attractive, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think they chose a good cast for those too.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, yeah, I think Liv Tyler really portrays, like, Arwen very, very beautifully.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, like, she's gentle, but she's also strong, so it's really nice.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things I like the two of them as individuals, and then I like mm-hmm. them as well as a couple, because they just seem so, like, very much in love with each other and very yeah. loyal to one another. And yeah, mm-hmm. they let the distance don't draw, you know, between them. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And of, yeah. And of course, in the movie, there's a little bit of a hiccup in that Armin actually does start leaving Middle Earth to live out yeah. forever with the other yeah. elves.
I think but, she goes on a, like, trek through the forest to get on a boat and then mm-hmm. go off to sea to live immortally, but mm-hmm. I think she changes her mind and then yes. races back.
Yep, and yeah. Aragorn also never gives up on her.
No.
Yep, there's this really, like, he has this pendant that she gives him, and it's just really nice.
Yeah, and he carries it around, and mm-hmm. it's there to protect him, and yeah.
Yep, the Even Star.
Yeah, the Even Star. Yeah, I think they're just a very, very beautiful couple.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're very, yeah. And they get a happy ending. I mean, it's kind of bittersweet, because,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously, Arwen has to give up her immortality.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, kind of sad, but kind of beautiful, because they mm-hmm. get married, and he becomes king, and she becomes, like, his queen.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, he's a mortal man, and he dies before she does, and then she's left yeah. to live on the rest of her life kind of alone. So,
yeah, because even although she's mortal, she still lives longer than he does. Because,
yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole thing with how much, like, how much, like, old blood you have in you in Middle-earth is how long you can live, which is why Aragorn lives longer than most normal men, but Arwen, because she's actually an elf, giving up her immortality, lives much longer than Aragorn does. So
yeah.
I'm sorry if I talk, like, so much, because, you know, it's just like all the memories come back.
Oh, that's all right.
Although I was more in, like, the Hobbit side of fandom, but I've always loved the books, and I've obviously watched those movies way too many times.
Yeah. Well, I think the one fandom from The Hobbit is, like, the elf and that dwarf. I think those two
No. I don't mean The Hobbit, the Hobbit movies. No. I like to pretend those did not really happen. No. No. I'm talking about, like, I was in Lord of the Rings fandom, you know, like, there were,
yeah.
depending on where your focus lay, you know, like, there were people, lots of people shipped Aragorn with Legolas, or they, you know, Aragorn
yeah.
with Arwen, or they shipped Aragorn. Aragorn got shipped a lot. Aragorn with Boromir was also very popular. But then there yeah. were also us who liked the Hobbits. Who
shipped yeah.
Frodo and Sam and Pippin Frodo and Merry and Pippin. Those two were mine. Merry and Pippin. Those two were mine. OTP. Or they shipped all four of them together. Also a possibility.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was. But still, that I loved everything about these movies, like, including Aragorn and Arwen.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were very well done movies, and. Mm-hmm. Very yep. good characters, and easy to fall
I'm really
in love
glad,
with them.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that they kind of extended Arwen's role in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're very light on female characters.
Yeah. It's a very male troupe, and then there's kind of two female strong characters. Yeah.
Yeah. And with Armin, it's three at least in the movies. Like, she didn't really have much of a role to play in the books.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for the appendices where they tell her story with Aragorn.
Yeah.
But yeah. yeah. So I think it's probably natural that it's mostly about men, because Tolkien wrote The Lord of the Rings inspired by, I think, inspired by what he experienced in World War II, which World War One, which was obviously a very male environment.
Yeah, soldiers.
You know, like Frodo and Sam, it's very much but Sam is very much like the Batman, like the regular soldier supporting his commanding officer and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Sorry.
25 years of fandom is just in my head. But yeah, anyway, back to Arwen and Aragorn. What were like some of your favorite moments for them?
Okay, well, I guess as Aragorn, as like an individual first, mm-hmm. There's like the moments where Frodo's a little stressed out about the ring, and then Boromir just like chased after him, and then he bumps into Aragorn, and he's like, please just take it from me, I do not want it. And then Aragorn just like crouches down to like Frodo's level, because Frodo's short. And then he kind of like just looks at the ring very briefly, and then just like closes Frodo's hand for him. And I'm like, aw, Aragorn's so nice. Yep. Aragorn be so like loyal to the cause, and you know, just knows that Frodo is the one to carry the ring and knows that he should not. So he's just very sweet about how he does that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I guess there's the moment with
Arwen. Although he knows that the ring would give him so much power. But
yeah.
Which I do have a little bit of a nitpick with, is that in the movies there's like three people who don't want the ring.
Yeah.
Or four even.
Yeah.
And in the book, it's really only Faramir and Sam who are not tempted. I mean, obviously no one takes it. Galadriel doesn't take it. But it's just, I always thought it was kind of special. Because I love Faramir and I love Sam so much, so I always kind of love that they were special in that they weren't tempted. Because it's kind of difficult. I mean, if you're a king, power is kind of your thing, so it must be a big temptation to have this tool that will that would give you so much might.
Yeah.
But anyway, that it is a really beautiful scene in the movie.
Yeah. And I think also Gandalf is one of the ones that's like, that would be really bad if Gandalf took it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because Gandalf is obviously very powerful.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Sorry, that's a bit of a tangent. No.
Yeah, that's you know, that's me. I started it. Yeah, so what are the other moments that you love?
Well, there's the part with, I guess, on the side of Arwen, and normally she's always like soft and delicate and just like feminine beauty. But then Frodo gets stabbed with like the Wraith sword, I think it's what it's called.
Yeah.
And then he's like dying. And then she like picks him up and like puts him on her horse and like races all the way back to her home, Rohan, I think. And then she like is racing through the forest and being chased by those guys.
No, it's not Rohan. Rohan, that's where Eowyn is from.
Oh, yeah, it's Rivendell.
No, it's Rivendell.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's obviously the scene where that's most obvious, where they gave Armin more to do, because in the book it's an entirely different elf, a male elf
who does that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think at some point she like cuts her face and her like perfection is like momentarily tainted. Yeah.
Yeah, I love when she stands in the river and she, you know, and she lifts sword and then she does this incantation that calls forth the like those horses, the water horses.
Oh yeah.
and they attack the ring wraith. It's very quite a strong scene.
Yeah, makes her seem less of just a fragile girl, and she can actually handle her own. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I do remember lots of book lovers complaining because she gets this part that means that poor Glorfindel isn't actually in the movies, and a lot of book people really love Glorfindel because he's already in the Silmarillion, so he has quite a fan base.
Oh, okay, yeah.
but yeah, I personally really love this. That's one change that is completely a-okay.
Yeah
for me.
And I guess you go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to ask for if you have like moments where they're together that you really really love.
Well, I guess it's more like a daydream or like a vision from the past, but like I know there's that moment where they're walking and I think her name, the daughter of Rohan, is there, and he's kind of like joking with her and they're kind of laughing and the hobbits are dancing and stuff and they're just on a road to, I can't remember where they're going, but then he just like has this like very vivid daydream and just like jumps back to Arwen. And I think he's like in the garden or something, and he's like laying on this like couch, and she's like, this is a dream. It must be a lovely dream or something. It's a very like passionate moment between the two of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's like one of those moments where it's like he could be with this girl, the human. Elwyn, yeah, but he's loyal to Arwen, and this little daydream just reminds him of that, and
yeah
it's just very sweet.
I always like it so much, the thought that, you know, Aragorn has probably been in love with Arwen like his entire life, like from the moment that as a teenage boy, you know, she was probably because she was already like a beautiful woman then. So he's probably been in love with her like for all his life.
Yeah.
Hopefully she hasn't. Oh, yeah. But it's still, you know, I don't know. I must imagine, you know, she's lived so long and she never fell in love. And then she met him and she did. So I guess, you know, for her, it was worth it giving up her immortality for him.
Yeah. I think like all the fanfics kind of portray that she has other lovers, but I don't think she ever really does.
Okay. Okay. So, which brings us nicely to the fandom. What sort of content do people create for this ship, do you know?
Well, I think you talked about it a little bit, but I think it's very diverse, and it's like not exactly always heteronormative or not exactly just Aragorn and Arwen. It's kind of like there's all these little love triangles that kind of evolve out of it.
But like for Aragorn and Arwen, you say that's like in fanfiction, people mostly write that like Arwen has like a romantic history. What other things are like common tropes and themes that people enjoy exploring for them, for that ship in particular?
Well, I've noticed a few where it's like she had a fling with Legolas before she met Aragorn, and then that's kind of one I've noticed. Mm-hmm. Or there's like other elves that kind of grew up with her and known her since she was a kid that kind of fall for her, but mm-hmm. she doesn't see them that way. She always sees them as just a friend, and then Aragorn's mm-hmm. her love kind of thing. Yeah. And then there's also the ones where it's like Legolas secretly likes Aragorn. Yeah. Or like Gimli gets involved somehow.
Yep. The Gimli Legolas fan base is also very strong.
Yeah.
And so you've done a bit of like research in preparation for this podcast, right?
A little. Yeah. I've noticed that all the fanfics are very like lengthy, and they're almost like full-length mm-hmm. novels on themselves.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of challenging to like really mm-hmm. glom onto a particular one. Yeah. I've kind of just been reading a few that I found the title appealing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did you like notice, is it still like, is there still new fanfic being created, or is it mostly not, is it not so active anymore?
I think they're fairly new still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They might be different from ones that you've read, or
yeah, probably.
Some of them are still fairly
been around for 70 years.
Yeah. Some of them are still fairly old, like 2005, kind of mm-hmm. early 2000s.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think there's still room for them to grow. And I mean, the Hobbit movies came out. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That kind of like re-sparked the whole Lord of the Rings kind of fandom to pop mm-hmm. up again. But yeah. I think also one of the tropes I've noticed in the fanfics is that maybe Arwen is a little vain or little perfect and knows she's perfect. I don't know. But I like some of them because they kind of expand on the movie, giving her more of a role, and then they kind mm-hmm. of give her more of a personality, and you get to see more of what she's thinking and stuff like that.
Yeah. And have you ever considered creating your own fanworks?
I mean, not a whole lot. I've kind of thought about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think I took a creative writing course in like my undergrad. And I sort of wrote kind of a fanfic of like mm-hmm. one of my D&D characters running into some trouble in the town and
mm-hmm.
How she was managing that. And yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not very confident in writing a fanfic because mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of pressure to like meet the canon and make the characters familiar like the fans are used to yeah. them. So yeah. I think it's like a little bit more high stakes than just writing from your imagination, I guess.
Yeah, on one hand. On the other hand, you have an inbuilt audience, people that, you know, it's like
yeah, that
you don't
is true.
Have to create a new audience because you already know that there's people who are interested.
Yeah. So,
which is what I've always liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in big fandoms, especially like Lord of the Rings, it can be quite, it can be daunting, I know.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, maybe I'll be inspired now, but
mm-hmm.
maybe I'll be inspired to write my own, but yeah. Uh-huh. It is a very big, like, fandom, so
mm-hmm.
there's lots of different outlooks you could go with it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But you personally still like Arwen and Aragorn is where it's at for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're just great together and great as individuals. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. yeah. I think that ship is very close to my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I don't know, the movies are just like I just think they tell their story so beautifully.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Like when you see them at the coronation and then the extended scene when we see the vision of that Arwen has of the future that makes her decide.
Oh, yeah. That's a good scene too, of her little son.
Yes.
And she rushes back to her dad and said, "You saw a son, didn't you?" Yeah.
Because obviously, I don't think there's a lot of like elven babies, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to share?
I guess for people that are probably like new to get into this fanfic mm-hmm. or like mm-hmm. don't know a whole lot about it, I would recommend just like reading the appendix of the book, because it really gets into like a lot of the details on like how those two met and how their stories kind of link together. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think it talks about, like you said, the old blood and how Aragorn is a little bit older than most humans. And
if I remember correctly, right, he was away from Rivendell for a long time, and then he came back, and that's when Arwen fell in love with him.
So I think
she didn't fall in love with him when he was like a human pimply teenager. It's like,
yeah.
I think she probably only fell in love with him when he came back, like all grizzled and an experienced ranger.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he was singing like a song of the elf people or something mm-hmm. when he first mm-hmm. saw her. Because there's the story of like another human that stumbled on an elf, and she was like, just looked like Arwen, basically. I think Lady Galdria. Yeah, yeah, those two. And he was singing that song.
One of the most beautiful stories, yeah.
Yeah. I think, like you said, he'd be singing that song and then kind of being a pimply teenager and just sees her walking by.
Yeah. Because like the whole world building of Lord of the Rings, it's amazing. Like that ballad of Lúthien and Beren, it exists. It's you know, Tolkien wrote it. It's so it's like, in if you read like Lord of the Rings the books, you just have to get used to the fact that there's like pages and pages of just like poems and songs.
Yeah.
Because he was a linguist and he started with the languages, and it's really beautiful. But independent, it's actually called something like the story of Arwen and Aragorn or something, or in the appendices or something like
I think here follows a part of the tale of Aragorn and Arwen in Appendix A, I think it's what it is.
Yep. And you also have like a fanfic that you want to recommend, although you before the agreeing to do this podcast, you hadn't really read a lot of fanfic for them, right?
Yeah. I guess I want to recommend The Same Woman by mm-hmm. Rose Arwen Padme, and I found it on
the name is just like, you know, fandoms collide. I assume Rose for Rose Tyler from Lord of the Rings. Arwen, yeah, obviously. And Padme from Star Wars.
Yeah. I think that's like her handle, her kind of favorite fanfics. So, yeah, she wrote this one called Same Woman, and it features Aragorn and Arwen. And then there's another elf that grew up with Arwen, and he's going back to Rivendell to proclaim his love to her, and Aragorn is doing the same thing, and I guess they have a bit of a fight, and things escalate from there. I haven't actually finished it yet, but it's like 30 small little chapters, and it seems pretty interesting so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think,
so is it like a bit of an outsider's point of view, like from that original elf character?
A little bit. I think it actually jumps around in perspectives. It jumps from Aragorn's perspective to Arwen's perspective to the elf's perspective. So yeah, it is kind of a bit of all three almost. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty interesting, so
it's nice if it's a triangle for a change with two guys fighting over a girl, like not fighting but like being in love with the same woman. So often it seems to be the other way around.
That is true,
but also on the other hand, I'm quite often in these cases in favor of a threesome solution.
True, yeah.
but probably not in this case, because, you know, I love Aragorn and Arwen as a couple so much, and so I don't think that some original character is going to stand a chance in my heart.
Yeah. I think another one I would recommend is The Truth Behind the Star. It's a Aragorn and Arwen fanfic. I found that one on Wattpad. I think that's just a website has a variety of fanfics in there.
Which I don't know how you found anything on there. You know, like on AO3 you have like, you can filter for ships and stuff, and on Wattpad I can't find anything. It's just so pure luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely have to send me the link for that, because I personally probably won't be able to find it.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if I can actually read it without adding the subscription or whatever, or joining
Wattpad
up.
Wattpad is free.
Is it free? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, Wattpad is free. No, okay. Definitely free. Just send me the link, or if you tell me the exact title, maybe I'll be able to find it again.
Okay. I think the name is If the Day Forever, which is also a very
sorry. What's the name?
Well, the author of the book is If the Day Forever.
Yeah. That would probably help. And why did you like that one?
I think it's nice because it's talking about like the star and how she's the ever star. And I think it's more of like an origin kind of, and it's like how her name came to be, I guess. And I thought that was kind of an interesting take on it. Yeah.
So it's Arwen focused.
Kind of. And then it's kind of like the introduction of the two characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just in the synopsis here, it says, a stranger comes to visit Rivendell. Arwen's curiosity is piqued. The stranger is unlike any elf she has ever met.
So. Maybe because he's not an elf.
No.
That sounds interesting. That sounds lovely, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever read, like, an actual Aragorn Arwen fic.
No.
Like, I've read fics where they were featured, you know, like, because they're a canon, ship. But, I think my reading has mostly been focused on, as I said, on the Hobbits.
On the Hobbits, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously Aragorn and Arwen deserve attention too.
Yeah.
Not everyone can be a pervy Hobbit fancier.
I don't know. I think the Hobbits are so sweet and so classic. So they're easy to love.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I think I kind of, you know, it's also very easy to feel like a certain familiarity with them, because, like, you know, they like to eat and they like to be comfortable.
Yeah. So they're definitely out of their world when they go on their adventure. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. So those are I'm definitely going to put these two fics into the show notes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know. People should definitely watch the movies and
yes.
read the appendix.
Yes.
I think that probably covered most of it.
Yeah.
Or do you have anything else that you want to?
No, I think
share?
we covered a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. So do you know who I will be talking to next?
My friend Savannah, and
right.
I'm not sure what fanfic she's gonna cover, but I've known her from school. I think we met in our drama class, and she liked acting in our improv stuff together, so she's rather excited about it. And I think she writes some of her own fanfics. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that then.
All right.
And and if people want to find you online, where can they do so? Do you have like a Twitter, or are you on Tumblr or whatever?
They could find me on Discord, I guess.
Great. So you're on Discord. How do you pronounce your Discord idea? ID.
It's like Nui.
Nui.
Yeah, Nui. Which is just a shortening of my name, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will put that in the show notes as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, yeah, thank you again so much.
Thank
for
you.
Doing this tonight. So, I'm just going to say goodbye and end the recording.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea.
This wraps up the 39th episode of the Shipping Podcast, which I hope you enjoyed despite some technical issues. Also, I move podcast hosts, but theoretically you shouldn't even notice. As always, you can find all links in the show notes on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net. The next episode, around 40, will be about Spot and Race from the musical Newsies, about which I'll be talking to with the lovely Savannah. I will honestly try my best to stick to my fortnightly schedule this time. If you want to get the episodes at least one day early, you can join my Patreon on patreon.com/shippingcast. Other ways to support me can be found on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. Special thanks to Shadow for signing up as a first officer. If you don't have money to spare, please consider rating the podcast, spreading the word, or leaving a voicemail on anchor.fm/shippingcast. You can also contact me via shippingcast@fandomish.net, on Twitter as shipping_cast, or on Tumblr as shippingcast. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwidth, the Mastodon server, fandom.inc, and on shirazade.net, although I'm mostly active on the first three. The podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and let fandom help you stay sane. And above all, remember, you are the captain of your ship.